Oh. It seems I have a visitor. What a pleasant surprise. I don't get those very often, though. And you surely didn't get all the way here by chance. What's your reason to come to my castle, human? Yes, I am a monster, but how do I not belong in this world? Last time I checked, I lived here as much as you do. Well, from your attire and all this hostility, I suppose you're one of those vampire hunters. What a shame. Just when I thought I'd finally get some company. That's right, dear. I don't have any intention of fighting you. Why don't we have a glass of wine instead? It sounds much better to me. You won't change your mind, will you? If that's the case, allow me to introduce myself better. Hello, human. What happened? Feeling paralyzed by my presence? No, you don't need to be so scared. I would never want to hurt a cute little thing like you. I am taking some of those toys away, though, to make sure you don't do anything that would ruin our precious time together. Now, with that out of the way, I think we can sit down and talk in a more civilized manner. What an interesting look on your face. A fair amount of surprise. Perhaps a bit of shock, even. Is it because of my attitude? Were you perhaps expecting me to flay you alive and eat you, or something similar? My dear, you shouldn't believe everything the church tells you. Weren't they the ones who said using a whip as your weapon was a good idea? That says quite a bit, if you ask me. No, I won't say everything they told you about me is a lie, but it's far from being all true, either. If you allow me to approach without running or trying to attack me this time, I can explain what I mean. Be honest with yourself. You know that if I wanted to do something bad to you, I could have done it ages ago. Right? Good. I'll get a bit closer then. See? I'm not that scary. Except for when I want to be, of course. And now the answer I promised you. The stories about Countess Dracula, the evil vampire who terrorized this land, they're not completely unfounded. I truly used to be a despicable being in the past, following my most primal nature with no care for anyone's lives or feelings. But when you live as long as I did, you have many opportunities for self-reflection. As ironic as that might sound for one of my kind. Time went on, and I started to realize the error of my ways. That enslaving souls and wanton slaughter can only bring me loneliness and emptiness. It won't ever make up for all I've done, but I'm trying to live a peaceful life since then. Or unlife, if you will. Yes, human, that's exactly what I'm saying. The monster your order was created to hunt down is in the past. I'm not that woman anymore. I haven't been for years. Your leaders were the one who kept making stories about me just to give their puny little lives some meaning. You, though, I can see that you're different. You're not doing this because you enjoy it. Not for the glory and fame either. You simply want to protect your people. You don't want anyone else to be hurt. Isn't that true? There's no need to worry then. This battle is over. I can't force you to forgive me, but please, don't try to waste your life any longer. I know it's a lot to take in, but be calm. It pains me to see you like this. Here, look up into my eyes. It must be very frustrating to lose your supposed purpose. I can see that. But you're kind, handsome, and you have your whole life ahead of you. What's stopping you from going back home and living it like normal for a man of your age? Yes, of course, you're free to leave. I've never been holding you captive. However, if you wish to stay a little longer, out of your own volition, I think we could both gain something from that. I told you how much I'd appreciate some company, didn't I? Yours would very much please me. And you do need rest, after all. Of course, you do have the right to refuse, but why don't you stay the night here as my special guest? You'd be kept safe, have a comfortable bed, and I would have a cute little human to share the castle with. Now, doesn't that sound nice? A simple yes. I was expecting more resistance to the idea, if I'm to be honest. I wonder why that isn't the case. Oh, you'll understand soon, my dear. I think we should head to the chambers now. Please. Follow me.